Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ted Anderson, got a break and go right to your calls. I promise I'll control myself. I want to hear from you. We got a bunch of other news that I got to get into in Iran. They got big think tanks saying, yeah, false flags will help us. Got the latest on Bill Gates. That's all coming up. But right now, going back to Ted, I mean, Ted, look, the system has engineered a depression to create more of a managed economy, just like the Great Depression, but this is going to be a lot bigger, obviously. Home ownership rates have fallen 66% as downturn nears. But the reports are that the Chinese government, not just the people, are buying gold as fast as they can. Venezuela has announced irrevocable withdrawal from World Bank arbitration body. Venezuela, of course, has demanded its gold back out of British banks. And it's now placed itself directly in line of fire with globalist elites. That's out of Venezuela analysis by Ewan Robertson. We've got Sicily's pitchfork movement in revolt, open revolt in areas of Italy, but nobody's covering that here in our media. I mean, at Davos, Ted, the elites admitted that global government's failing. That was what they had up on the big screen, and that they're concerned. They should be concerned, Ted. They've been so good at robbing everything. They haven't been too good, though, at covering up that they're the ones doing it, Ted.
No, they haven't been, as a matter of fact. And like you say, they're losing control. They're doing everything they can to destroy the currency. We'll probably be falling into a new currency, a world currency. But David Malpass is writing right now that the Fed's actions will kill the U.S. dollar. And, of course, he's referring to the Fed's policy to keep the interest rates low all the way to the year 2014. I mean, you got to realize that's quantitative easing 3, even though they're not saying it. It's happening. And that's going to drive gold prices up. Gold has been money for 6,000 years. So has silver. People have been trading gold and silver as money, and that's why it holds value. When you see gold and silver rising, that is a bellwether to the fact that the United States dollar is dropping. It's hard to follow the dollar indexes and actually get a take on what's going on because the currencies that they're measuring against are falling too. So you have to turn to commodities to get that. You can look at oil. You can look at other things. But one of the best things to look at is gold. And, Alex, you're talking about gold and silver. Personally, I think that people just, they should not be without this. We have survival bags of dimes on the website. You can call us for them. But that is small pieces of silver that can be used as money no matter what happens. From what I can tell, everything that I've been reading, the United States dollar is in trouble. And if you're sitting here thinking that you're going to be able to have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even money in government securities like treasury bonds, notes, bills, that type of thing, the inflation tax is just going to eat it away. That's what they're going for right now. The Fed is printing money to try to keep the economy going, and S&P is even coming out now and saying that the United States bonds are in trouble, and you better do something different. And that's why you see China getting out of it. And, of course, you're going to see all these countries that are obviously not favorable to the United States to start with. They don't want to be involved with that. I'm not
saying you're going to see total demonization of gold because it's what exposes the fact that the currencies are all being devalued. And we're not saying gold and silver are silver bullets, but it's as close as you're going to get in my experience, in my personal life. You know, I bought gold at $300 an ounce, silver at $5, never sold it at its high, didn't sell it when it went down a little, didn't sell it when it goes back up. It's an emergency backup, and I don't have much, but it's something. And Ted's got a bunch of special deals running right now. Call, they've got whatever you're looking for. They got a big selection because Ted buys big during the dips because he's confident that it's going to go back up. He sells you the lower price gold and silver when the price goes up. He doesn't raise the price. That's how he's become the fifth largest gold and silver broker in the United States. Here's the Midas number, 800-686-2237. Give him a call today. Ask the brokers any questions you've got. Ask them about specials on books and videos as well. 800-686-2237. They're almost out of that Big Brother book, so when that's gone, that'll be it for the free video, free book, and the two silver dollars and the free shipping. You just buy the silver dollars, you get free shipping, free book, and video. It's an incredible deal. 800-686-237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls, and then ISSA threatens Holder with contempt over the false flag terror attack that the Criminal Justice Department launched against Mexico and the U.S. to blame the Second Amendment by shipping the armaments into the country, and then blame our basic freedoms because they are Constitution-hating terrorists. Smart meters for energy to be voluntary, but then you actually read deeper, it's basically mandatory. Pythons are squeezing the life out of the Everglades. Scientists warn, we're going to break that down. Obama on drones, a lot more. But right, I got a bunch of breaking news. U.S. nuke sub heads towards Persian Gulf. That's breaking. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. Now, that's just some of what's coming up. But right now, Trey in South Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Called about a year ago. I think I asked how you dealt with the burden of all the knowledge, and you gave me a pretty good answer. And since then, well, I've been awake quite a long time, but you know, I really don't watch too much cable TV, and if I do, it's the History Channel, you know, stuff like that. But even in things like that, you can see how biased everything is, and you can see the conditioning. I mean, the conditioning's everywhere. It's not just in news. It's in TV shows.
Once you're awake, it is so wild to see the bombardment and the brainwashing, and then to see adults with this satisfied little smirk they get. When they're in make-believe, they're in a trance, literally. This is what the psych warfare chiefs say, and they're in make-believe about their role. And they've got all these little niches and subgroups. that, you know, that people have these false identities. And they did the studies, you know, 100 years ago where you put a hunting cap on somebody, people act like a hunter. You put a, you know, wild native outfit on, you jump around and say ooga booga. You dress a woman up in a sexy outfit, she feels sexual. You dress guys up in black uniforms, they feel menacing and powerful. And they're little kids. I mean, I've been in New York or other places, and they'll have cops with big machine guns, giant body armor, and you can see the photos of them online, and they're just like, and they sit there baring their teeth and acting tough, and actually people walk by scared of them, and you see the cops actually feeding on it. And it's like a five-year-old dressing up like a superhero, running up when my son was five and acting like he was scaring me and I'd play along. They literally are children. They are children in a mind control system. I mean, they are so sad. That's why I used to get mad at them. I realized these are damaged people. And the general public are literally just childlike, arrested development, brain-damaged people. I mean, we are under zombie control. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the whole system is just so big, and to wake other people up, I mean, I've got two little sisters. One's in grade school, and the other one's, she's in sixth grade. And, you know, I worry about them, you know,
that's why they want to get them young. If you teach children about manipulation early on, they become genius at it. Look, here's the deal. The system, this is key, what I'm about to tell you. Listen very carefully. This is very important. Something I don't say enough or may have never even said. The globalists get their power out of massaging and manipulating hoaxes and trends that then get picked up by the general public and acted upon, and it's the mass of billions giving their power to it and playing along is what makes it go system-wide and be so huge, because we all start unconsciously repeating it, like saying, we're attacking Iraq, we're attacking Afghanistan. You know, we're, the superpower. We're not a superpower. We're a military province, debilitated, destroyed, none of our infrastructure fixed, falling apart by offshore megabanks who let us take the blame for all the crimes they're committing. There's just levels to this. And so I always say, you know, we shouldn't be in Iraq. We're not in Iraq. We're hijacked. That's like if a guy hijacks your plane, you know, it's like we're hijackers. No, we're on a plane that's hijacked. Now, so as we unlock people's minds and they start seeing that power paradigm starts heating up like a dynamo, and that's what scares the globalist, because a zombie repeating mind control gives some power to the system, and in mass it's very powerful, and it creates a feedback loop echo chamber. But as people actually activate and become conscious, literally wake up out of the matrix. It's not an electronic matrix. They're trying to build that and insert us into it with the electronics and the rest of it. But it's a false habitat and a false understandings that we add power to. As people wake up out of that and go, whoa, then it adds incredible power to the accelerate the awakening. That's why they're trying to head us off at the pass. They are, look, the New World Order inside their New World Order system literally has,
alert, alert, critical, mind control system breaking. We have failures at multiple levels.
They are freaks. Brzezinski, Hillary, all of them, their own groups are like, InfoWar, we're losing it. They're waking up. Get a war going. Add more chemicals to the water. You know, get it going. I mean, they are not invincible. Go ahead.
Also, back when Ron Paul was campaigning here in South Carolina, I made it an effort the weekend before the primary to go out into the downtown area and pass out Ron Paul pamphlets and information. Well, I came across one guy, and he was he's a vet, and I had asked him, you know, what he thought about Ron Paul, and he said, I love everything about Ron Paul. The only thing I do not like and the only reason I'm not voting for him, oh, mind you, he's voting for Rick Santorum, but I don't like his foreign policy. And I said, okay, so what you're telling me is you want the way it is now. And he says, no, I want other countries to know who's got the big guns. He didn't word it like that, but he said.
No, no, he personally feels powerful through the New World Order system. These guys, these cops, all of them that I talk to who aren't awake, they have pride in it. When this is a system that hates them more than the Iraqis.
That's the worst part, because whenever you try to tell them, like I had brought it up to him and I said New World Order, and he kind of like, what are you talking about? I know you're not talking about the wrestling. And I was like, no, of course not. This is government. This is a serious, serious, serious thing. And I didn't even want to try to get into it with him.
It's Hulk Hogan, which they did on purpose, of course, as part of the blurring everything. I mean, you need to move on. You're not going to be able to help him right now. I mean, look, that's what I'm saying. They buy into their own identity is in the system. And I mean, the guys like that hear this show and that they're being poisoned on purpose. Doesn't matter if I have so many documents and books published by the globalist. They're not going to listen. And, you know, that guy's kid could die of cancer. He's not going to listen because he's not going to admit somebody killed his kid. Then he'd have to do something about it, see? And he's not going to do that. He's going to go bury his kid, and everybody's going to cry at the funeral, and that's it. I mean, they are spiritually weak. They are psychologically weak, and all you can try to do is plant a seed. I would move on to those that are already partially awake. I mean, you let the dead bury the dead. Knock the dust off your feet. No pearls before swine. Try to give somebody the knowledge in a loving way. They're under zombie control. Just say, I'm praying for you. You know, and a lot of times if you try to convince them nicely, they get a power trip like you're trying to sell them. And they're aware of that. Just say, you know what, pal, enjoy yourself. I appreciate your call. Yeah, you're not going to. That's, I mean, people like that. I mean, that's one of the big control systems, is when they think it's their military and their country and that everybody's, you know, they know I'm big. Oh, yes, they know you're very big. They use you for a guinea pig. They're training paramilitary to kill the veterans. They hate your guts and constantly talk about how you're the enemy and the number one threat. But see, he's the type who'll go along with the system. He's that 30% or so that'll serve up evil. And because they're the good guys. See, I'm a good guy, so I torture. Well, I'm a good guy, so I do this and that. Carol in Oregon, you're on the air, and then Leon and others. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, Carl from Oregon.
Carl, sorry, brother.
Oh, that's all right. I just have to apologize that I called in so much recently, but I don't want to take up too much time.
Sir, I don't even know when you did call in, but go ahead. You're on the air. We don't screen your calls. You're just on air.
Very good.
People always call on the show and like want me to screen their call. I mean, you're on.
All right. My church has been co-opted, I think. I go to the Adventist church, and I try to talk to the senior pastors a couple of months ago. Because, you know, I called in before, and I told you I left California because of all that was going on down there. Of course, a couple of callers called in, and they're you know, all the news is going on now, how it's becoming a police state down there. That's the reason why I left. But I had a good church I went to down there, and they told me to go to an Adventist church. That's the best church to go to because they worship the best in the scripture. They worship on the right day. You know, they are into good health and food and nutrition. Went to this nice church here. I found a very nice one, but I talked to the senior pastor. I said, hey, what do you think about what's going on in prophecy today? What's going on? And what do you think of this show that I listen to, your show? And he says, oh, brother, you know, just they'll drive you crazy. Don't go there.
Yeah, well, the Seventh-day Adventist, on average, I've known some are very good, hardworking, smart people, and they're you know, supposedly about being healthy, but they never tell you GMO. I mean, GMO is a bunch of bacteria and insect genes added, and is deadly. I mean, you might as well be drinking Jack Daniels every day by the gallon. That'd be better for you. And they're like, oh, it's fine. And yes, the big denominations, I know this, the Seventh-day Adventists are the only group of test subjects that actually volunteered. Seventh-day Adventists in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and it hadn't been declassified since, we're only up to the 80s, volunteered to be in experiments, some of which were semi-lethal, killed people. And they because the church told their men, go be part of this Pentagon test. And Seventh-day Adventists, for whatever reason, I mean, it's all the big denominations. I mean, clergy response teams are over 100,000. Covert preachers are FEMA officers, part of InfraGuard, spying on their flocks, telling them submit to tyranny. And so he's probably a InfraGuard or at least clergy response team. If it's a big church, I mean, you better believe he's got files on everybody in the church, and you were reported to Homeland Security. Not like he did anything wrong, but they're just getting ready for the arrest and everything. So he probably is an outright servant of the New World Order. I want to hear more about it when we come back.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
You know, what I know about Seventh-day Adventists, because I don't get into all these different Christian sects and groups and all of them fighting with each other, is that my mother, right around the time I was born, went to work, and I was getting confused because she went back and forth at the Dallas Morning News or Dallas Times Herald? I think it was the Dallas Morning News. She hates it when I talk about her on air. I better not. And then for a while, because of family friends, she was the main secretary for like one of the biggest Seventh-day Adventists in the country. He was like the big head guy in Dallas, had a national TV show, and he could like get Nixon on the phone. He'd get mad about you know, corruption or sex stuff, you know, being pushed in Congress or whatever. And he said, get me to the White House. And she remembers that sometimes him actually being able to get through to, you know, head people at the White House because she was a secretary. She's worked there a few years because she could work part time and she wanted to take care of me. But she said, I mean, the guy would almost jump up and down angry at corruption and run around doing stuff and had a national TV show. So he was certainly a good guy, according to what she said, because last time we talked about that, we were talking about Bobby Vaughn, who was the John Bircher who'd come over to the house. He died of brain cancer a few years ago, longtime family friend, and talk about the New World Order. I remember hearing it, you know, from the time I was like a year old. He was over the house like every day. He was a next door neighbor. He was a nurse. But then also she said she heard New World Order talk from the Seventh-day Adventist guy. And I can barely remember his name. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to get it wrong. But I know he had a national TV show, and it was like a big deal. But I don't know about the Seventh-day Adventist now. I mean, I don't know much about them. Know about, what is her, Ellen White or whatever. I read part of that book. But I mean, I'm just not going to get off into it. But yes, if your preacher is Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist, Catholic, Jewish, imam, whatever it is, and somebody says, what about this radio show, that's talking about New World Order and corruption? And they're like, oh, just don't go there. It'll drive you crazy. That's the standard line of just don't worry. Don't get involved. You just don't trouble yourself. You know, you don't want to get persecuted or you don't want any trouble. That's clergy response team. In fact, I've shown you years after we gave you the documents and everybody balked at it. Oh, there's not 100,000+ secret preachers trained for this to tell their flock, give the guns up, go to the FEMA camp when they say, you know, do all these things you're told, take the inoculation. And then they have clergy response team on Louisiana TV going, it was the pastors that told everyone to go to the camps and to be ready for forced inoculation or whatever's needed during martial law. And it shows the preacher saying, do what's of the Lord. Don't worry about things. You just do whatever the authorities say. That's Romans 13. You don't trouble yourself. That's a direct FEMA doctrine, Hitler's favorite Bible verse, Romans 13, out of context, that they use to whip you on the head with. And if you're hearing that out of a preacher, they've been programmed, and you might as well go to the extreme and go join the Church of Satan. And I'm being sarcastic, but I mean, you might as well just know what you're dealing with, is my point, than being told don't be involved. I mean, that's the opposite of what Christ taught. That's the opposite of what's in the Bible. Don't ask me to give you doctrine for your Christianity or whatever. I'm just telling you that the reason Christians won't fight corruption is because every major denomination is getting rid of their preachers. I mean, I went to a church here locally. I'm not going to get into what denomination or whatever. So it's one my family goes to, and I went sometimes. And they had a preacher that was, you know, a little bit anti-war, anti-corruption. It was a little left-leaning, but kind of old left. It was a Methodist church. And I would get drug in there. And now he's gone. And it's Bill and Melinda Gates are going to save us. And you know, we're all for liberating people's sexual civil rights, basically. You know, it turns into that. And that's what the churches have all turned into. And guns are bad. And, you know, I see the Catholic churches sending out letters, you know, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord. And, you know, open the borders up, it's of the Lord. And they're just globalist tools. I mean, period. You cannot debate that that's what they're doing. Just like in Russia or China, the churches have been taken over. But did you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, Alex, I want to add something to that. The church that I went to down in Southern California was a small group. Wonderful. They had guest speakers all over the country that were main Seventh-day Adventist ministers that traveled nationally. I don't know if you ever heard of this particular one. His name is Bill Hughes.
No, I told you I haven't followed it. I follow the news and stuff. I got my relationship with God. But what I'm asking you is, what else did he say? He just said, well, just don't trouble yourself. Don't get involved in that.
Okay, yeah, specifically on him. Just a nice man, clean cut, very intelligent, you know, tall, then, you know, the gray glasses, you know, very, very distinguished. And
like Ted Bundy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Weeks later, what he would do, he would sit down in the church next to me, and you know, he would talk to me, see how I'm doing. And I don't know if he was trying to do some type of connecting with me there, but we didn't speak much more about it. But
after you talked about the New World Order, he was intelligence gathering on you. Oh, this one.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, I want to hit some more news here, but I want to continue with your calls. It just becomes a quagmire when you try to debate different religious groups and things. All people need to know is that every religious group in this country and every denomination, I mean, it was over 100,000 preachers 4 years ago, and we haven't gotten any intel on it since then. They started out with like 10,000 in 2002 that we know of, and then they kept doubling it each year, and it was well over 100,000 by 2008 or so. And, I mean, it's super creepy. We got the document. It's like prepare them for the forced inoculation, prepare them to go to the emergency centers, prepare them to turn in their firearms and that Jesus would want them to. Tell them everything's fine. Let the emergency take place. Do as you're told. And we'll sort everything out later.
and we've got all these manuals and handbooks and everything. And then you see the preacher on TV going, do what the Lord tells you. We'll sort everything out later. Don't trouble yourselves with what's happening. Don't be involved. Do what you're told. And they said on the newscast, the preachers help the government with their biggest threat and problem, the people. This idea like it's government and the federal family, as they call themselves. That's what mafia means, the family, or our thing, La Cosa Nostra. And again, we just do what we're told. Sir, you're walking your dog here in the park. Well, this is a dog walk park. Well, it's not now. It's now Forest Service. Oh, I didn't know that. But give me your ID. I don't have one. I'm walking dogs. Well, you're detained. 10 minutes later, tell me why I'm detained. Well, I got to go. I got to go to work. I'm leaving. Taser. Bzz. And to them, that's reasonable because they work for narcotics trafficking murderers. Oh, by the way, I'll go to this and I'll go to your calls. Issa threatens Holder with contempt. Politico. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa threatened Tuesday to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress if the Justice Department did not provide certain documents in response to the committee's subpoena. So I guess they don't care that Holder threatened to bring out Bush's involvement in this pre-Holder. He's going ahead with it a little bit there. Maybe I'm going to be wrong. Maybe they're not just scoring political points. In a letter to Holder, Issa wrote that this committee will have no alternative but to move forward with proceedings to hold you in contempt of Congress if Holder and DOJ didn't produce documents they demanded relating to Fast and Furious gun walking scandal. Holder has until Thursday, February 9th, to comply, according to Issa. Issa accused the Justice Department of trying to obstruct our investigation and deceive the public by withholding documents. Really, he got caught lying. I mean, folks, I pointed out a year ago when this broke that they gave press conferences about their gun walking program 3 years ago. They said the Second Amendment's to blame. You have him giving press conferences. I've aired these with Miss Napolitano. Three's the charm. Miss Napolitano, or Madam, as they call her in Congress, Madam. I guess she is a Madam, pimping us out to the New World Order. Madam, because she runs all the little pimp gropers at the TSA. And she's saying, I never heard of it. And then you cut to news conferences with her talking about it. None of this was secret. We knew 6.5 years ago that there was a program shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize things and later blame the Second Amendment before Obama was even on the radar screen. Celica Steele, all the other interviews I've done. It's all on record. And then in February of last year, it comes out in Chicago, national security declared in a Sinaloa drug cartel case where they declared national security and said, we're allowed to ship cocaine in and you ship us guns. And the government came in and said, national security, we agree it's true, but national security, you cannot bring this up. And then it came out in other cases. This was first on prisonplanet.com. Our listeners pointed it out to us. We wrote an article. Then it was in El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, but never a big national story. So they knew it was coming out. So 60 Minutes came out and said, well, they ordered gun shop owners to let people buy guns illegally to track them. That was all a cover. So everybody has that in their head. Oh, the sting went wrong. That was going to be their cover in Oklahoma City if they got caught. It was a sting gone wrong. No. Things went as planned. It's just that ATF people wouldn't go along with it and leaked it. And investigative journalist Wayne Madsen's done the interviews with high-level federal whistleblowers and others off-record sources confirming what we first heard, that Judge Roll and Giffords, who were both, by the way, pro-Second Amendment, in New Mexico and into the Arizona area, that they were investigating in both areas. They were even talking to West Texas people that were involved, according to Madsen, West Texas U.S. Congress people, about this. And, well, you know the rest of the story, don't you? Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Leon in Nevada. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex, and thanks for giving me a chance to report on a couple of things here locally. Last night I went to a local casino here and watched Dr. Ron Paul speak, and I got to say, there was such an amazingly huge crowd. It was probably bigger than the 2008 entire county convention that happened There was a huge number of people. When the question was asked how many people planned on being delegates for Ron Paul this season, I think every hand in the place went up. There had to have been, I mean, there was well over 500 people. It was an outstanding event. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was, you know, the continual habitual sabotage that the state party does here seems to be going its way again this year. You know that Sheldon Adelson is a local casino magnate, contributed $10 million to the Gingrich campaign. Well, evidently here about 3 weeks ago, the Clark County GOP decided to have a special caucus after all of the rest of the caucuses were closed through the state. Here in Clark County, they start at 8 o'clock, and I think they're supposed to wrap up by around 3 or 4 o'clock. A special caucus will be held at 7 p.m., coincidentally at a school that has Sheldon Adelson's name on it, the Sheldon Adelson Educational Center. And there's a good possibility that they're, you know, going to try to fix the numbers on that. And like I say, again, it's just the habitual sabotage that they keep performing here in this state. You might remember when Aaron Russo ran for governor, they did everything they could to discredit him. They shut down the state convention in 08 to prevent a Ron Paul win. And then when Sharon Angle got the nomination, they did everything they could to sabotage her campaign, of course.
So no, I remember. Let me comment on that. That's a lot. I appreciate your calling and holding to talk about that, but I need to get to others. But let me just comment on things you've talked about there briefly. Ron Paul's got all these Hollywood endorsements, all these sports endorsements, more bumper stickers and signs everywhere, wins all the major polls, straw polls, raises more money than all candidates combined for the military. So by every other metric, he's the front runner. But they keep telling you he can't win, he can't win. So when they cheat him, you then feel like, well, he must have not won. No, there is fraud going on. But there was fraud 4 years ago. Now they're having more trouble. He's there getting the word out about liberty. And it's exposing election fraud. And it shows people when they give him less debate time and when they do cover him, they're negative. Or when he does win a poll, he'll be number one, so they don't mention who was number one. Or he'll be number two, they don't mention who got number two. That's showing people that it's a rigged fight. You know, Don King had to put on a lot of rigged fights before people finally stopped watching his pay-per-views. And so we point out it's fake. People say, well, that's an oxymoron. Support Ron Paul, give him money, get behind him, but you're saying there's fraud. Not everywhere, but it's enough to throw it. But you get on the field because that's how you expose it. That's not an oxymoron. People that look at things in a one-dimensional way see it as an oxymoron. So that's going on. Also, I'll be honest. I didn't do a lot of research on this. I mean, I've got some background knowledge, quite a bit, actually. But I don't listen to neocon radio. I don't follow a lot of what they're up to. I see bits and pieces. And I've now really done some research last week to see why one part of the Republican establishment is attacking Newt Gingrich and the other half is saying he's basically God and what's going on there. There's a lot of things. Gingrich is unstable, is dangerous, is connected many Republican leaders. And I said this years ago, but now they're coming out with it. It's basically a Democratic operative and tied in with the Clintonistas. He's been endorsed by Sarah Palin, who's a big globalist. He's been endorsed by, all these other former senators and people, Thompson, the rest of them. And I actually did some research. He's been endorsed by all the big neocon talk show hosts, all of them. Which is weird because you've got Mitt Romney tied in with Bain Capital that, especially in the past, still to some extent owns most of Clear Channel. So it's really weird. But the reason you're seeing such an attack on Gingrich is, I think, because they know he's got so much luggage that he is basically a ringer any way you slice it. But, I mean, Mitt Romney's a globalist, too, so it's a mess. But I saw an article in London Telegraph, the New York Times, and there's hundreds of articles I see come across. I don't have time to read them, but I scan the headline, attacking Drudge. And the normal thing is to say Drudge is dead. No one visits Drudge when he's got more traffic than ever, more than the New York Times, Twitter, Facebook combined. You can look that up. And then I saw literally articles everywhere, mainly from the controlled left, saying he's endorsing Mitt Romney. Well, I look at Drudge every day. That's not what's happening. Drudge when there's a big Ron Paul volley is covering Ron Paul. Or when there's a big deal with, you know, Gingrich or somebody, he covers that. He covers whatever the zeitgeist is. He's got a nose for the zeitgeist. If you want a quote for Matt Drudge, he has a nose for the zeitgeist because it's what he's into. And so they're trying to say he's got some political axe. Well, all the media has their own views go into things. You can tell he doesn't like the TSA. You can tell he's broken in the last 5 years and forced the mainstream media to admit Bilderberg's real by carrying our articles. And now that mainstream media is covering it, he links to them too. I mean, Drudge, I used to listen to his radio show on Sunday nights whenever I got a chance because he was against cloning and all this crazy stuff and spying and surveillance. He gets it. He gets it. You know, he got run out of Fox News because he was pro-life. They don't want somebody up there. They want him to say, I'm pro-life, but then not rock the boat and keep it going. So they've got all these articles coming out, you know, saying, oh, my gosh, you know, he's endorsing Mitt Romney. And that's not what's happening. A lot of Republicans and people, all he was doing is linking to all these articles, pointing out how bad Newt Gingrich is. And when stuff was coming out on other candidates like Rick Perry, he was linking to it because that's the feeding frenzy. That's the news. That's what's going on. He mainly just covers what is the real zeitgeist on the internet, not the zeitgeist that the prostitutes try to create. He covers the buzz. I'd say 80% of it's that. It's just whatever is interesting. Like you go there, there's an article about pythons all over Florida killing most of the wildlife. That's interesting. Or tasering a guy for walking his dogs at what was a dog park a week before and now is a national park. That's interesting. And so what it's about is it's about jealousy. And that's why the establishment media attacks us and says we're not credible as well. Because I wear my views on my sleeve. I talk about what I really think. I'm not hiding what I stand for. And I'm giving you my views, my facts, my analysis. All right, I'm done talking about that. And you know, again, you want to know where Drudge is at. He's the guy more than any other big media outlet who's covered the cover-up of Ron Paul. He's carried our articles. He's covered the suppression. He's covered all of that. So basically, it is a grassroots zeitgeist deal. It's a big zeitgeist that Ron Paul's being suppressed. He covers it, breaks. They're scared of Drudge because he's able to block media whore blockades. He's able to break media blackouts. And more, as things get proven to Drudge that Bilderberg's real and wants world government, he's covering it. As more and more comes out about the whole New World Order plan, he's covering it. And the fact that that can drive the major news is really freaking out the establishment. And, you know, they call him the Howard Hughes in this article. Well, you know what? I've had people show up in parking lots and ask me if I want to blow stuff up before. They're clearly a cop. I mean, maybe I should be like Howard Hughes. You know, maybe it's good Drudge doesn't really associate with the neocons anymore and go to their parties and hang out with people. Let me tell you something. When you wake up to reality, none of that crud matters anymore. Matt Drudge is the Howard Hughes of the internet. Like Hughes, he lives in splendid isolation, communicating only through a small group of trusted friends. Like Hughes, his influence has quietly helped shape Republican politics for generations. But while the eccentric Hughes used money to put his pals in the White House, Drudge has always relied on blogs and tweets. The Drudge Report, which started its life as an email gossip column, now receives millions of unique visitors per month. How about per day? This is supposedly a positive article, and they can't even get that right. InfoWars is getting a million a day, folks. Come on. Drudge is like we're like a small mountain, and there's like this big Mount Olympus over here. One study found that it drives more traffic than Twitter, Facebook combined. Drudge's claim to be authentic voice of the conservative movement is now under attack last week, and it just goes on. He's not authentic conservative because the New York Times says so. No, they're attacking Drudge, folks, because he's going off the reservation. Yeah. Yo, how do I know? Well, I don't talk about private stuff, but Drudge did put out a tweet, you know, saying, Alex Jones, here's a quote from Alex Jones. Guys, Google Drudge tweets Alex Jones. I forget it. It was a quote from the show. He tweeted it the day after. It was a Sunday show where I said, living in reality is exhausting. I mean, it's there's no rest for those living in reality, was basically the quote. And obviously, I see Drudge, I wake up sometimes at 3 a.m. and I'm seeing updating, you know. Because once you get into this stuff, it's addicting. I mean, if I just dedicated myself to having something like the Drudge Report, I couldn't do the job he does. I mean, he just is always on, always on, always on. And these media whores, I mean, you got the New York Times. Last time I saw it, it spends like $300-400 million a year to run the New York Times or more, and it has less traffic than Drudge. They don't like that. They want to set the agenda. They want to run the show. Let's jam another call right now. Tara in Virginia, go ahead.
Hey, you can hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Hi, I've been holding for a while. I started out wanting to call you about the whole school turning into prisons thing, because we don't see it here close to D.C. yet. I'm just going to go ahead with what you were just talking about. Drudge is just not going along with what they want. And the reason that you know that he's going off the reservation, because that's how they treat you. And, you know, if anybody out there, if somebody's getting attacked and getting discredited, it's because they're on point completely.
Well, that's it. Stay there. I want to hear what your other point was. I'll do a little bit of overdrive to get to everybody. I'll get to Tara, Brandon, Nick, Alex, and Dean at least. And I haven't even plugged books, videos, nothing. We got Bloodlines Illuminati back in print. We've got all the copies. It's selling out quick. You won't want it. It's an incredible tabletop size book. And by the way, the guys want to extend the early bird 44% off on a yearly membership. We're going to extend that for another week, 44% off on a PrisonPlanet.tv membership.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We don't need
leave them kids alone. Don't build a wall. Knock down theirs. People say, how do I handle all this? I fight. I stomp globalists. All you got to do is get off the porch, ladies and gentlemen. Get off the couch. You can beat them. All right, Tara, make that other point you wanted to make.
Well, I've got children, the same age as your kids. I got a little 3-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Oh.
And you hear me.
That's fine, little sweet.
Stop fighting. And anyway, I've been on hold for a while.
I understand.
I'm sorry. What I was going to say is we don't see that the whole prison. I have a 15-year-old too who is going through regular school. We don't see that here in Northern Virginia yet. Like it's going on in California. But we do see.
Well, you must not live in the city. Yeah, no, it's the cities that have turned into prisons. And that's because the culture's been under welfare, the family's been destroyed, and so the society is collapsing. The family is collapsing. They're just a generation deeper into New World Order control.
But that being said, I really don't want to send these two kids to regular school. I'm already starting to homeschool them. I've got my 4-year-old reading at a first grade level already. And I don't want to do that, and I'm bumping heads up against a husband who is not awake.
If you got to, check out the school, get as rural as you can.
I can't, because we're Northern Virginia, we're suburbs.
Yeah, so you're over by, D.C. then?
Yeah.
Oh, man, are you kidding?
I'm from a family of government workers and military.
Yeah, that's all defense contractors around there.
That's actually my bread and butter, or our bread and butter right there. So, you know, I'm right in the belly of the beast, per se, and it's hard for him to take what I'm trying to tell him. He doesn't want to hear it. He really gets mad at me.
Give him literature on vaccines, on aspartame, on all of it. God bless you. I understand you work as a defense contractor. You want to believe you're building the drones or whatever it is to save the free world when the drones are meant to replace all the humans and the globalists can use them against us. Let's talk to Brandon in West Virginia. Brandon, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. Hey, just wanted to thanks, man. Been a huge fan of yours, and thanks for being such a patriot against this huge evil we're fighting here, trying to restore the public.
Thank you.
But I'm a U.S. Marine, just got off active duty, got back from Afghanistan, and was wanting to talk a little bit about the indefinite detention bill that actually is pretty scary, man, that actually passed.
Yeah, they're saying they want to use you in America and have you secretly arrest us, put a bag on my head, and I disappear. Does that sound like something the good guys do?
Oh, no, man. This is horrible. And it really surprised me the U.S. Senate voted 86-13 in favor. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
Hold on. I think they voted 93-7. But I mean, maybe you're right. I'm going from memory.
Yeah, I'm reading off the internet now. It said 86-13, and I was just totally surprised about this. And, you know, the whole posse comitatus, we're not supposed to be used against American citizens and everything like that. But I just want to, you know, when the economic collapse happens, and it does, and, you know, they actually will have,
Tell you what, hold on. We're gonna come back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.